Yeah, no doubt about it. You certainly get some butterflies, and that's the exciting part of just kind of ready to go, a little nervous, a little anxious, all those things kind of combining to those, you know, previous hours. And it's one of the coolest times of the game. It's that pre-time before you go live. It's a lot of uncertainty, and just when you go live, it just that's when it goes, and it's a lot of fun.
You're opening up with number 15 in the country, Colorado State.
Correct. Yeah, we're excited to play a really good team off the bat to challenge us. We think we have a good shot at taking that W. But, you know, mostly we just want to see where we're at. As you all know, the SEC, one of the toughest conferences in the country. And if you don't challenge yourself early on and see what your weaknesses are, you come to the SEC and it's a wake-up call. So we don't want to have that wake-up call late. We want to make sure if there's something we need to address, we can address it early and just keep getting better.
No seniors on the team last year. That means Correct. You've got a highly experienced team this year. You've got people like Kelly Stepanovich coming back, Jasmine Norton. Experience is good.
Yeah, experience is good. It's something that we haven't had really since we have been here. We're finally there with an experienced bunch, a group that knows what needs to happen, the work rate that needs to happen for you to be successful. And you can tell already in the practice gym that we have a different group and a more mature group.
So this first weekend, and this has been a long-held tradition that you'll open, that the Razorbacks open with an invitational. You've got a 7 p.m. Friday, 11 a.m. Saturday, 7 p.m. Saturday night. Now, I know every athlete will tell you they're ready to play somebody else, get the rust off, but 7 p.m., 11 a.m., 7 p.m.?
Yeah, you really better be ready. You know, you talk about playing somebody else. When you go, you really got to be ready to play somebody else because it happens very fast. You know, the first match is always an exciting time. So that one, in terms of energy, don't worry me too much. My biggest worry, actually, is the 11 o'clock match against McNeese State. They're brand-new coach, well-trained, and they're going to come. It's going to be their opener because they don't play on Friday, so they're going to be fresh, and they're going to be hungry to just play somebody else like we had done the night before. So we're going to have to rebound, win or lose, from that match before. That we know is going to be highly emotional and play our best ball at 11 o'clock in the morning. So that's my biggest worry on the weekend.
The environment at volleyball, I think, I'm a big baseball fan.
Uh-huh.
And so the bottom of the ninth, full count,
yeah.
Winning run at second, that's exciting. But I honestly think that a tight volleyball match could be the most nail-biting experience for a fan in sports. The atmosphere is amazing.
It really is, especially in Barnhill Arena. I mean, if you haven't been to, if you're a sports fan, you know, especially a Razorback sport fan, and you haven't been to a volleyball match in Barnhill Arena, you got to go. It's an unbelievable environment. The band is going crazy. The fans are going crazy. A student section is rocking. So it's a really, really cool environment. And, you know, the great thing about volleyball is that everything counts. Every point counts. And so you better, everything you do is going to matter, especially in that later stage. You know, you get to 2020, anything goes, you know, a bad ref call. So there's a lot of variables that really make it exciting down the stretch.
Not just even every point, but everything inside that point, every set, every hit, where the thumb is when the ball hits it.
Correct. It's a very technical game. And like I said, that's where the refs get involved a little bit, just because every touch must be clean. If not, that's going to be a ref call. That's a point for the other side. So, you know, in other sport, if a ref makes a call, it don't give somebody else a point immediately.
Right.
In the sport of volleyball, the ref makes a call, and it immediately, you know, gives a point to the other team. So it's tricky.
You've played in the Final Four. You've coached in the Final Four. Mm-hmm. Which is more nerve-wracking, playing in a close match or being on the sideline watching athletes under your tutelage play?
Being on the sidelines.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, when I was a player and we played in the Final Four, you have some control of the environment. You're in it. You kind of control your destiny as a player a little bit more. When you're a coach, you're just kind of sitting on the sidelines and hope you did a good job to prepare those kids to be successful, and then they just control their own destiny. So you have less control as a coach, and that's kind of tough.
So 7 o'clock Friday night. Start with
Correct.
Colorado State. 11 is McNeese, and 7 Saturday is Middle Tennessee State. And then Tuesday night, ORU.
Oral Roberts, yeah. So we get done with a full weekend to go on to Tuesday against Oral Roberts. We went to their place last year, had a battle with them at their place, 5-set game, and we're looking forward for them to come here and have another good match.
All right, and then it's an extended trip, time away from Barnhill, but you'll be back on the 23rd.
Yeah, we decided to just go on the road. We have an experienced group that I think can handle the road. And the SEC, you got to be able to win on the road to win the league and win the West. So we thought we'd go on the road for a little bit and learn how to handle it, get better, work on our routines and our maturity on the road. And I think it will pay off down the stretch.
I look forward to talking to you about the season as it rolls on.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me. And Razorback fans, get ready for a good one.